You think you know about relationships, but you're wrong. Listen, there's no magic bullet. I'm teaching life skills.
When he's sick, you need medicine. It don't always taste good.
Nah.
But it'll get you better.
You
need this medicine.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna always taste good. But this is what you need. Men and women, bottom line, we need to have the conversation. Your partner wants to give up control, but only if you know how to drive. This is about being the best you could ever be. Whoever you are, I don't care if you're a man, a woman, LGBTQ, space aliens. I'll save anybody. I don't care. I'll teach a hedgehog how to have a threesome.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you don't have to listen to me, but you're wrong.
Listen, I know I'm great. And I know you're thinking, Dante, there's no way I could be like you. But you could be me. You know why?
Because you know who I was? Before I was me, I was you. You.
Man score 202.
Better hear what I've got to say because you won't get it again.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
TYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am fucking high as shit. Holy shit.
Boy, this must be really bad, because this is the first time you've openly announced it. You have been high as shit when you've done this show on numerous occasions. Yeah. But this, to my knowledge, is the first time.
My high right now is like, yo, you got to tell them. You got to tell them.
You got to let them know. Inform the people.
We can't keep, you got to tell them in case something happens.
Oh, boy.
All right, alibi.
Let's see how you run this high.
Yo, introduce the guest. Let's just get
it. That's right. Let's do it.
Let's just get it.
This gentleman is making a big name for himself on Instagram, doing the comedy thing, and has been following this show for a long time. I did his podcast. Andre did his podcast. Dante did his podcast. The fantastic Chris Caresnon, everybody. Give it up.
Yo.
Yeah. What's get up? It. Get it.
How's it going?
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, baby? How you?
Man,
I feel like this. We were just talking from yesterday or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm doing
crazy.
Good.
It's good
man.
To see. Let me ask you something. But how did you find the show? How did you first get into it? Like, what was the origins of that?
So, I lost a bunch of weight, 175 pounds back in the day. Then I started to lose a lot of weight. So I think based on just getting a little confidence naturally, because I thought I looked better, I was getting a little better with women. I came across a girl who was beautiful that was mine. But then she dumped me on Thanksgiving Day, which is I thought was kind of
wrong.
Right. So I'm crushed, blindsided. I'm thinking I'm about to marry this chick. Da 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 da.
She couldn't even wait till after you guys went to Red Lobster for dinner.
What
the fuck?
She asked for the turkey and did it.
It was nuts. Yeah. It was nuts. So then, I just remember being, I was really, really, really hurt. I remember being crying him. Like, just my roommate's like, what's my living? I mean, sobbing, just
crying like a bitch,
like a straight bitch. So, anyways, but I vowed to never feel that way again. I'm like, I'm just not going to do it. So then I like went on YouTube and how to get girls, you know, da 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 da. And then I started getting these like,
that could be very dangerous, by the way, because a lot of people on YouTube giving a lot of frivolous, dangerous information.
So we saw some frivolous shit the other day.
Yeah, it's some bullshit, huh?
Just people that we know, just that I counsel.
Oh,
and
boy.
Just took my shit and balled it up like a old tissue.
What was this advice? We don't have to name names, even though I want you to name names.
I told her she was in an abusive relationship. She was in an abusive relationship, and I told her that unless she was okay with this continuing him knocking up her upside the head, then she has to get out of it. I said, because it's not going to change, and it's probably going to get worse. I said, but you have to make a decision based on the trajectory of what's going on. And he was knocking her upside the head. First, he started out being verbally abusive, and then he went a little further, and you choked her, and he shook her. And
just like enough with J-Lo.
Yeah. That yo, and then she learned how to fight, right?
Learned how to do some karate really limber. And fuck that nigga up.
She was like, enough, and then but I and she basically, you know, I was talking to her about that she needed to get out. She took that advice, and because she was in an abusive situation, and gave that advice to somebody else who, like a dude, was just like, yo, I really don't like you like that. Like they knocked, and he was like, I don't really like you like that. I feel like you like me more, and I don't want to let you know, you know, that I think it's better we just call it off because we're not on the same page. And he, which I thought was a respectful thing to do, and she gave the advice. He's a narcissist. He's fuck boy.
This is the link I sent you. Okay.
Oh yeah. He's a fuck boy. He did you a favor by getting, and I was like, and I'm looking at this chick like, yesterday you was crying. You was crying about a nigga that broke your heart that is worthless.
This is not the same advice like to somebody else.
When she was dating the dude, when she told me she was dating the dude, I was like, you know that nigga crazy, right? You know that motherfucker's out. Like, it was always like, right? Harriet was like,
yeah. You'd let her know.
Like, if you gonna, but it, nobody
you'll
was
tell
like,
somebody what it is. If they don't want to follow that advice, that's on them. But you will be like, yeah, that dude is not. That dude is not good, or that chick is like that. She's awful. We look the other week. We told our friend Corey. We spent the entire episode letting Corey know. You can go back and watch that episode.
That was uncomfortable.
It can be, but he
that was uncomfortable.
But we needed to say that to him because he deserves better. He deserves.
And you got to give him my option. You got to, if you don't make somebody, you know, I don't know why people have such an aversion to truth. I think it's such a rare thing that it's almost like it scares people away because it feels powerful. You know, I feel like truth, when you know, when somebody's speaking from a truth, from a perspective, it just has a powerful feeling that comes off, you know, that subtext. So, but go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go for it, Chris. You were heartbroken. You were going on YouTube looking for advice, how to pick up women, how to be in relationships.
And I remember one of the first few things that really stuck with me in the dating world was, if you can't look a girl in your eye, like, don't even waste your time. So then I was like, and I was always kind of bad at that. Like, I just didn't feel good. I wasn't comfortable looking in people's eyes. So anyway, so I'm learning, and that's when I started to implement that in my life, and I saw a change. So I started to believe a lot of this stuff. So I started kind of preaching shit online because I was getting better at it. A buddy of mine goes, hey, man, you ever heard of the Beige Phillips show or the Black Phillips show? I'm like, no. He goes, remember Patrice O'Neal? I'm like, yeah. He goes, he got the show with this guy, Dante. And I'm telling you, this is where you trust, believe this, and it's going to be good. So I'm like, all right, fuck, give it a shot. Right. Binge watch all those twice. Right. One through, went back, one through again in probably like a week. Right. I was like, whoa. And I started implementing that shit, right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I'm like, damn, it's over. There's no more show, right? And then somehow, I don't know if I Googled it or something, then the Beige, I'm like, oh shit, he's been popping it off for a while.
Right.
So then I went on and as much, I mean, I literally went back from day one.
Really?
It was so much value. I was like, I was just so.
I had some echoey mics. My shit was. It felt like I was talking in a milk bottle. That shit was the worst.
But it's still cool to see because look where you came from. To me, it's like my first video was awful. But then now look at it now. It's like, damn, you didn't upgrade it. So to me, it's almost like you see the progression. That's actually kind of dope.
Yeah.
What were the things you learned from it, Chris? Like that, how did it affect
you? From what specifically? From the show?
Yeah, from our show. Like, what were the things you started learning that were new to you?
Well, it started more, you know, like it started more obviously with the Black Phillips show and understanding like what power we give them. And I think then when I started listening to your show, it started to change more into like, I felt more like being a better man and almost stopped dealing with women to focus like 100% on me. And then I swear to God, and it seems like they came. They just kind of come.
Yeah.
And because I had already did my research and had a little understanding of what women do with the body language and stuff like that, then I was able to, like, so when opportunity was there, I was able to capitalize a lot more because
Right.
What were some of the things that, like, all right, so how did you improve yourself? What have you changed about your life
since that time? So, like a weight loss situation. I grew my Instagram following after listening to y'all. Cause I'm getting this whole like be the best version of yourself. So I'm stuck on that, right? And then I'm trying different things on you, cause I'm going on YouTube, you know, how to be a better person, how to be a better man. And then you start to get recommended, and I'm just starting to get all these different things. So then I came across NoFap. I'm like, okay, did that for a hot minute, and I actually felt some benefits, whether it was in my head or not, I felt benefits. Then it turned into like cold showers. I'm like, damn, that sounds crazy. Started taking cold showers, still do now. And then it was a self-development. And then I was already on social media. So I just kind of was being myself and just talking about myself. But then I would make a couple videos because I thought they were funny. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's blowing up. And now it's a clothing brand that's going to be a thing. I just sold 25 orders of a $70 hoodie today.
Yeah.
Like that's my point. And that's all I did was be the best version of myself because of what I learned from you.
Wow, that's dope. That's dope.
I just started telling myself that I'm worthy of being dope.
You don't know how uncomfortable that is for me. Like, I appreciate it, but that's a lot of weight. Do you know what I mean? Dope,
man, I'm telling you, man.
I mean, that's a lot of weight. You but take that kind of admiration in the face.
Like my whole life. Remember, I was going to come to New York. I got to see a show because that it means that much to me. I ain't never did that for nobody, you know? And then I think I was talking to Harry and Andre, and we was like, and it was kind of like in the beginning. And then I got out there, and you told me a time, and then it got switched. So what actually happened? You switched in times?
What do you mean?
The sets probably got switched. That does happen quite often. So you might have switched out.
But I was hurt. I'm like, damn, I came all the way to New York and I missed him. But then I talked to you and then you called me.
Right.
I'm like, oh, shit. Dante. And I remember I was about to be late. I was late for work. But I was like, fuck this. I'm talking to Dante. And you treated me so cool and not like a big time. It just made me trust everything else. Because of how you acted in that situation.
Dante's not big time, but he is forgetful as fuck. Let's be honest. I love Dante.
I don't even remember that story.
Case in point.
Now, I do remember somebody supposed to meet me at the club and me getting switched up and me thinking, oh, dude came all the way out here. At least let me holler back at him and say,
you I remember just, that? Like, because that exact story happened 700 times.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Also, he just told you the story 30 seconds ago, so that might be why you remember it.
All right. That's it.
but I learned a lot, man. I learned a lot from y'all show, man.
Fuck. But I'm saying, I've had situations where that, so it's just, but that's what you're saying, too, is just that's innately who I am as a person. It's just, it's like, you know, I wish sometimes I wasn't, like, as open sometimes because it's like,
man,
you know,
I'm telling you, man,
sometimes
for the people who are willing to accept that whatever they doing ain't the way, like a lot of people say, well, I'm not gonna do that. And it's like, well, the way you do it, it ain't working. So let's give it another shot from a person who seems like he's got it working. Then you get the public. Yeah. Everyone's like, yeah, Dante and them did it right. And then you start implementing it in your life and you start seeing results. I get addicted. I'm addicted to that. And then it turned into not women. Then it turned into me. So first it was like, how to get more women, how to get more women. But then it was like, nah, the real game is how to be the best version of yourself. Start working on your financing. Right. Start working on your body. Start just being the best. Start meditating. Whatever you got to do to improve, do that. And don't even worry about the women and the paradoxes. That's when they fucking come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is like mind-blowing to me. I always thought you got to do everything for a woman. It was crazy.
Well, that's what they teach. But the thing is, you can't. You if you meet a woman, in the moment that you meet the woman, how does she know what your value is? All she can do is look at you on a face value. But anything else that you have value about, or anything that you are, the essence of you that has value, the only way she knows it is if you tell her. Now, you may not go, oh, I'm a loyal dude, I'm a truthful dude, but truthful dudes act certain ways. And loyal dudes act certain ways, and there's cues that she can read the subtext. But if you don't feel like you are representing who you are, then you're going to represent all the fears of what you're not. And she picks up on that on a base level. And she's like, there's something wrong with you because you're telling me. And who knows you better than you do?
Right.
And that's the whole principle. That's the whole where the magnetic part of it happens. It's you're telling her I ain't shit. The way you slump, the fact that you're afraid to look her in the eye, the fact that you can't just stand up and address her.
Hey, that's a big one, Dante. The eye contact, that's a big one.
Yeah.
If you can't figure it out, I remember in the very beginning, because it was new to me, and I was a server at a restaurant, so I would start to practice on the people, and I would and sometimes it would be awkward.
I was mad funny. I'm just thinking of you staring at me for mad long, trying to take my order.
Eye contact with dudes versus women, it's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, all right,
Andre, and then Andre starts twirling his hair. He's like, "Can I have some more bread?
Like, yeah, how you doing? How you doing?
Can I have some more bread?"
And then where the fuck was we at?
Well, you're just talking about changing the things that you didn't like about yourself. Indecisiveness.
He was in the restaurant, looking at dudes' eyes.
Oh, and that's how I learned.
Over salad.
Right. But like with girls, though, I would look like a little extra second longer than it was comfortable. And I would just keep doing it until it got real comfortable. And then I could see it like back in a lot of them. Like, oh, shit, it's a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just started implementing these things. And it's wild. And then it all just kind of molded into more and more. And now I'm addicted to just trying to be the best version of myself. And it started because of y'all. You know what I'm saying? So thank you.
You're welcome, bro. You're welcome. It's just my intention.
Hey, man, I'm glad I could help, you know?
No, you part of that.
I just be out here helping, man.
What was the chick name back in the day?
Son, you don't even know. you so magnanimous, son.
Magnanimous.
What was the
magnanimous?
What was her name before you, Dre?
Or Mara.
Before me?
Mara was her name.
Mara,
that's
Mara.
Yeah.
What was the question about Mara?
No, I'm saying that she was also part of it because
she was part of it.
She brought Dre in.
Right. Right.
She brought Dre in.
That's the best thing she's
done.
I was like,
what's his qualifications? And she was like, that was her answer. That was it.
She didn't really have much. But we kept him around, and he was crazy.
Like, all right, I guess that's what his qualifications is.
That's fucking funny.
But you know, it's.
But I ended up liking it, crazy motherfucker. But
it is good to help people, man. It's fun to do a show where you could help people. Like like I'm with Dante though. It is a little uncomfortable when people are like grateful. So I'm very shy about that. Like, oh man, the show.
You Harry,
No, because you know, it's not the same as
shy at all.
No.
No, I'd be like, yes, my son.
Right, for real. Right, for real. You just turn be like
Pope.
I've gotten like sincere messages and shit, but I don't really feel no way. I'm like, shit, thanks for telling me that I helped you out, and then I'm done with that. That's it.
Oh,
but I'm saying, so you never got it, like you never got it in the face. Like straight in the face.
Like, much in the face. Oh, you saved my life. No one's ever said nothing like that to me because I don't be doing that.
I've gotten activity. It out here, like in LA, while I was out in LA, a couple different people, but one kid in particular was like, it becomes like, oh my God, you changed my life. I feel so much better. Thanks to the show. You guys really affected us in a weird. And you're like, oh, thank you. You do the first thank you. But when it comes to this show, it's weird because if someone just says you're funny, you say thank you, that's it. With this one, and you go, no, thank you, I appreciate it. They go, no, you don't understand. And then
they don't understand.
Sometimes they grip you a little bit.
You don't, You don't even know, son. You don't. You saved my y'all life.
Understand? No, but do you understand? That's really how motherfuckers feel.
Yeah, it's dope. Like, it's the way dope. I it's a feel lot to now. Get, it's a lot to get smacked in the face with, though. You know what I mean?
I know.
Especially when your intention is just comes from a truthful and an honest place.
But you're that's not what doing makes it so good. That.
And then you just like, man, it is. I don't know if Harry has seen me be uncomfortable with that or not.
On occasion, you get uncomfortable. On occasion,
how I feel today versus how I feel before knowing this real information it's so like I can't believe I lived in that world.
Okay, so what were the things you were doing? Like, what were the things you were doing? What were you? How were you fucking up?
I wasn't honest.
Okay,
I was a good dude. Like, don't get me wrong. And I'm talking about, I have some dreams to be like mega. So when I'm nitpicking myself, I think to average people, I was always more confident. But then when I'm talking about, am I really confident though? Like, I'm confident.
Do I believe it?
Yeah, do I believe? And that's what I got from you is like no, because you wouldn't be doing this if you really believed it. And I just started hitting at that nerve, and it's like, damn. Fucking right. And I got a lot of work to do. Like, am I being the best version? Not really. You know, you could be running. You know, you can lose. Come on, don't eat that burger, bro. You got to put a little work in. You know, you get so that it's such a different world. It's sick. Yeah. I'm just a more honest person now. As a matter of fact, I've never been this honest in my life to anybody, including myself. And with women, so that's like the secret sauce.
Yeah.
You like brutal honesty. I let them know, like, listen, you know, it is what it is. And then be willing to take that L like y'all talk about. I'm like, all right, hey, I said what I said. And listen, I've lost some opportunities because of that, but I was okay.
We all do. That's the sacrifice. That's the sacrifice. But it also becomes the payoff. Because if once you're ready to fight, it's all gravy. Whatever happens, happens. You know.
But also, you lose. It's not really losing because somebody who doesn't take you for what you are and doesn't like you, you don't really want them around in the first place. You just got rid of them faster than you would have gotten rid of them.
Yeah, so you don't think that. That's the thing. Like, you don't think that at first. Maybe I'm losing something, and that's why you consider it a loss. It's only until you're on the other side of that you think to yourself, me getting somebody out of my life that couldn't fit in is so much more a benefit than to me to go through the shit that I got to go through to somebody who's just, I have to be somebody else, and they're going to be abusive in the context of me, you know, being somebody else. So it's a weird thing the way that it informs you in one direction because you have a destination. So when you're going, what is the best version of me? Every time you start doing something that doesn't agree with that, it's like a GPS because you got your head is going recalculating, get back on track. But if you don't have that destination planted, then what's supposed to keep you in line? What's supposed to get you to the destination? You got to have a destination, you know? And that becomes, when you start, the more you define that, the more your movements become more efficient, you know? Because you know, right, you know where you got to end up, you know?
Another thing that got me was when you said, are you the guy when you use the dustpan and you got that last little bit of crumbs? Yeah. Like, are you the guy who gets that, or are you the guy who sweeps it under the rug or under the refrigerator? And I always was like, so when no one, you doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I just started doing more. And I ain't going to say I do that all the time, but I've gotten so much better at making those decisions than I were in the past. I still have moments where I don't do that, but I'm doing that way more than I was doing before. And I think the goal is to do those 1,000% of the time.
All the time. Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
So it's a work in progress, but goddamn, it's it's life-changing. Yeah. Life-changing.
Yeah. It's hard. It seems like it feels like it's harder. It's harder to be righteous, but it feels better. You know? It just feels better. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of times I don't know, was you told me the thing where I screamed at somebody over the shoulder or something? I was talking to fucking Cypher. right? And I was talking, you know, I was giving advice about how to talk to girls, talking over the shoulder, as opposed to squaring up and talking to them directly, which conveys to them that you think they're more important than you. When you lean in, you're talking and you're leaning in to hear you, your body posture is less important than her raising her voice. The dynamic that you're already setting yourself up to be abused, because you're already starting to take and contort who you are to be with this woman.
And I learned that in the pickup artistry world.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was like a little tactic, you know. I learned there was a lot of tactics that work.
Yeah.
A lot of tactics, but it doesn't work to the root. Right. Until you become like in your soul.
You're doing card tricks. And when you learn the techniques work, but it's a card trick, dude. You ain't doing real magic.
You have to have that belief in yourself and the confidence to do all this stuff and to keep it going. Cause you can, kind of convince a girl for one night or two nights, but in the long run, are you really that guy? Are you really that dude? And that's the part where it comes down to you believing who you are. So that's also goes into taking the L, where you go, am I willing to walk away from this because I genuinely believe that I could find someone else or something better? And that's the reason guys get stuck in shit for a long time, because they're afraid to leave, because they go, God, I'm lucky to have this in the first place, or I worked so hard to.
When I hear those words, it hurts.
That hits home, like, Chris.
Oh. Yeah, because again, I'm coming from a place of, you know, I would have said that back in the day. Better wife, right. You know, better wife, happy, whatever that shit is.
Happy life.
I don't even know how to say that shit no more. It's so ridiculous. but when I see a guy saying those kind of things, I'm like, damn. And then sometimes I'll even say it like in front of his girl, and his girl would be like, you know what? He's right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Boy. I'm like, see? Yeah. So I'm like trying to up. I'm like, this is what she wants, bro. In their face.
And like, right.
And then she's like, this has happened many times.
Where the girl was like, see? Yeah.
Yeah. So often.
Yeah. And that all the time, then all of a sudden she's looking at you sideways now, because why go with the dude that gotta learn it? And this is the dude right there. This is the dude. He already got it.
And a couple of situations, it was touchdown. So.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, if you know. But that wasn't the intention. The intention was like, bro, I'm telling you.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, well.
What was the mistake you kept making in relationships, Chris?
Probably the biggest one is not wanting to upset them. And for what reason, you know? And it's like, it didn't even matter. Yeah.
It didn't even matter what it was. Just, I don't want you to be upset.
Yeah, it's like I was.
Now, did you think that was your failure as a man, or a failure as a mate? And is that why, or was it just that you didn't want to lose? That if you felt like
what happened was, so this was the first girl I got that was decent, and then we were together for 4 years, right? Mm. And I just wasn't at the end of the day, I wasn't the same guy who got her that I was at the end. And then I just got comfortable. Yeah. Whereas when I met her, I had all this energy, and then I started just Netflixing and coming home and just
living
not
with the pandemic already.
Kinda, yeah. And then like, I just think at the end of the day, they need to see you with drive for them to be attracted to you long term.
Yeah.
And I feel like I get more love from women based on the fact that I'm out here hustling to improve myself. And you know, that's more sexy than anything from what I've conceived. Yeah. Like, it don't even matter what level you at. Just as long as you're busting ass.
As long as you're on your way up. I used to tell dudes that all the time, like dudes in college, said, I don't have no money. I don't got no car. I don't got no money. I go, but you got to, what are you trying to do? Oh, I'm trying to be a doctor. I was like, dog, just, you go, look, this, I don't have this money. My endeavor is to be a doctor. I want to be a surgeon. I'm not going to have this money. You want to rock or not? And that communicates safety, because you're being honest. And nine times out of ten, the chick will go, I'll rock with you. You know, I see you working. Because she knows the potential is obvious. You know, the potential is obvious. I don't know if they see it in a cognitive way, but it's kind of, it's always, attraction is always a feeling. It's, you know, I always say women don't, you know, a woman, I'll tell a woman all the time, you don't know what you want, your pussy does. It's a feeling, it's in the soul that you feel that. And then you react to it on that soul. And so even when you have, so now you're fighting against your nature because I'm giving you the things that you find attractive on a visceral level. It has nothing, it's not even up here sometimes.
It's gotten to a point to me that I've gotten, at least where I'm at, and tell me what you think it is, when I'm having a situation with a woman or like we just meet or something, and I can literally like tell her what's going to happen. Like, and I like, I'm saying, this is why, and this is why it's going to happen. And then she's like, and then it happens.
And then it does. Yeah.
And then like, I've had girls tell me like, I'm kind of upset at myself because I know what you're saying is true, but I don't want it to be true.
Mm. Can you give me an example of what, like a story that went down, Chris? Cause I know what you're saying, but I'm trying to get it for the listeners.
I would say something like, here, the reason why, okay. I would say something like this. I know I'm gonna have sex with you. You know, it's like something right. bold like that. Like, I know we're gonna have a good time. Like, however I say that. And then she might be like, oh yeah, really? You know, you think so? And I say, well, first, like, and I would say it with such, well, first of all, it's guaranteed to happen with like a confidence, right. a cocky confidence.
Yeah.
And listen, but I'm okay ultimately if it doesn't, but right. I believe right. that it's going to, and just me believing it. And then I would tell her, this is the reason why we're gonna do it. It's because I believe in it to my core. I know you're attracted to me. And I could tell, I'm just willing to tell that it's their face. And I'm not scared of whatever her reaction could be.
Whatever the result is. Yeah, yeah. So if she goes.
No, I'm not scared of the reaction. Pussy. Yeah, right. and I'm
this is going to be said. This is going right. to be said. Whatever the reaction is, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I'm not scared to take the L at all. As a matter of fact, I've blown shit up more now over the years, over the last 2.5 years. When I feel something, I'm like, nah.
I'm good.
Like, nah, yeah. Like, I don't, it ain't. And don't get me wrong. I'm not 100%, but I'm the closest to 100% that I've ever felt in my life.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I'm like, nah. And then my guys are like, man, maybe chill out. I'm like, so you want me to change who I am for what reason?
What do they want you to change? What do you mean, Chris?
No, just like I'm not.
You mean like if you got a girl and she's not into it or you have
to
be
like
something.
If we're at the bar. OK, so I think me and you talked about this, Harry. I like the girls who really think that they the shit, because to me, I like that battle of, oh, you think, you know, and I'm willing to come back at you and I'll insult you with the flirtatious way. But I'm not scared to say, I think you're cute, but what's wrong with your nails? You know, and then they and the ones that bite the hardest back. What was it? Beating bears and
bears. Yeah, well, I don't even talk about that.
What was it?
It was bears, deer and bunnies.
That was a theory. That was an early on theory that women broke
and
down.
Sometimes
pit bulls.
It's like vowels.
but I know. But it made sense, and I like the ones that really think that they know. They really think
like aggressive.
So I like going
aggressive
back
negging, right?
Yeah, I like it. I'm aggressive with it. I know how to. I can play with the bunnies, but I enjoy the. The fucking
right.
Oh, yeah.
he's a negger.
Oh, okay. He's like, what? I'm doing two things at once. Did I miss something?
He's like Della Reese in that movie. What was that movie with Richard Pryor
and Harlem Nights?
Harlem Nights. He's woo, like Della Reese. Shit. Oh, so you wanna shoot, motherfucker?
OG yeah, so, Della Reese.
So Chris is not saying like go. He's not purposely going out there like because negging is a method in that
he is purposely. The nigga just said, "I go out there and I insult you."
But
what's wrong with you?
No. Let me. If he's saying it like that, that ain't right. First of all, I don't even believe in cold approaching no more. I won't do it at all.
What's a cold approach?
That's just going up to like, so a girl's sitting there minding her own business, and then I go up to say, "Hey, how you doing? Can I buy?" I don't do that ever, and I refuse.
Oh shit!
I'll let my friends do that. Okay. Yeah, well, it's like you're approaching a girl cold. She don't know who you are. She
didn't. It's a sales. Right. It's also a sales.
I thought that was the only way it was done. If you don't have the Instagram or some shit.
Well, no, he means, well, what if you don't know, like, if she doesn't know you?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying else. If I don't have a girl on, like, social media, the other way is, oh, shit, you cute. Okay, what up? Yada, yada, yada. Got yang, 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 yang.
Yes, yeah, I don't, listen, I
that's get how some, I got most.
It's not for me. Yeah,
until I started with Tinder. Tinder and Instagram DMs was the times I wasn't cold approaching thing. Bumble, especially Bumble at parties. Now. Ooh, nigga, parties? Good times.
When your mouth talks sweet.
You know, I don't even know you're talking Jamaican. You just whine her for like 3-5 songs in a row, and then she just give you her number.
You said whine her?
Once you dance. Like, dance.
Gotcha. It said Paulette.
You get like three songs in a row.
Paulette, Susan.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Clarabelle.
Easy.
And with the name.
Easy.
What was I going to say? So, Chris, yeah, so you're saying, from my understanding of it, though, is that you're saying, like, you don't go in there with the intention of just negging, but if it's a conversation, if a girl is intense.
She thinks she's bad, then you got to shut it down. She's giving off an energy too. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, because I wouldn't just offer that without, you know, it would be like, okay, I see there's a choosing signal in this situation, so I'm about to now, let's play then.
I tell girls to behave when they do that. I remember that was the thing I used to do when they would give me attitude and they'd be like, what you want? And I'm like, oh, just relax, lady. Ain't nobody scared.
No, but that's good though. I feel like that.
I always be like, ain't nobody scared. Stop it. And then she'll giggle usually because girls are tiny and they know I'm not terrified.
Yeah. And I know now it just comes to a point when I don't even focus on it no more.
Yeah, attitudes.
It just happens. No, it just kind of happens. You know,
and all your buddies, like, they're kind of still, they're not quite where I'm at with it. So they're willing to sacrifice the little bit of their manhood, and they're getting better, but they're more willing to be like, look, that pussy, I got to get that pussy.
You got a lot of white friends. Is a difference in their game? Yeah, I feel like there is. I think there's a difference. Yeah,
for sure. That's not even close. And then, matter of fact, a lot of women, white women, tell me that.
Yeah.
What is it, Dre? What do you think the difference is?
I don't even know, dude. It just seems as though, like, it's
almost more of a joke.
Like, you're supposed to lose a bit. You know, like, it's
lose
just built in.
Lose,
like, you're just supposed to, she's out of my league. You're supposed to say that.
Oh. I just don't believe that. You get to a point where I don't believe that about any woman on earth.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, listen, here's what I believe in my heart, personally. I love Kevin Hart, Will Smith, whoever's killing the Rock, Dante, y'all. But at the end of the day, you are human beings, like I'm human beings, that got their chance on this earth. And they're just they figured it the fuck out before you did. It's time for you to figure it the fuck out if you want to be up there with the cats. So it's either you get on the pot or piss or whatever. I don't know how they say that shit. But
get
it's like,
get piss or get on the pot.
Get on the pot. Piss on the pot.
Get on the
piss on the pot.
It's piss. It's keep the lights off.
Shit it in the pot, yo.
Piss all over the toilet.
Go inside, get a cup.
Get on the piss in the cup. I hate when Chris come shit in the pot.
And then get all motivated. Niggas be motivated as fuck after shitting in a pan. You feel like taking on the world
right
now.
Get on the pot and piss. Shit on the pot and he pissed off.
But Dante, we're talking about like not sacrificing your manhood. Like, what does that mean to people who don't fully know it?
Well,
like,
if you're not, I've kind of adjusted it in the way that it's you should be comfortable. You should be in a comfortable place. There shouldn't be an awkwardness about it. You should be in a space where you can be yourself, where you can feel naturally comfortable, not like somebody's trying to power, strength, you know, like you're worried about what people think and all of these things kind of pull that out.
It's the best state of mind to be in is not.
Yeah.
Being overwhelmed, being not relaxed.
Squirrely. Yeah.
On a cognitive level, it's like, what are your boundaries? What are your boundaries? And are you crossing those boundaries? You know, what do you not like? What do you like? Why be in a situation with somebody that you don't like, that they don't like you? Like, why do that?
Why continue to put yourself in an uncomfortable position where you could just go, I don't want to do this. I'm out.
I don't want to do it. It doesn't work. Let me ask y'all this. That's okay.
Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think that having experience helps play in that? So like for instance, the more pussy you've had, the easier it is to get there. Can you learn that without like being can a virgin learn that lesson to truly know
there's dudes, not that they learn that lesson, but they kind of are there. Like, I think there's dudes that, like, I was a cornball, but I was doing those things. Like, I don't know if I told my first threesome, right? I was like 18 years old and I didn't even know these chicks dug me. And I went to, and the day before I had my, I was with this girl, I broke up with my girlfriend and they were trying to get me to take my shirt off the day before. And I wouldn't do it the day before because I was with my chick. And I was like, how do I explain this? You know, to my, like, why are you taking your shirt? Yeah. So, I broke up with her the next day and then bong, I ran up there. I got drunk as shit and I ran up there and I ripped off my shirt and they, you know, we were like wrestling and, you know, whatever. Bong, and we all ended up in the bed, whatever. But here's what I did the next day. The next day, I was trying to call them to tell them that I thought that they didn't have to worry that I would never tell anybody. I mean, they didn't know that I would be telling the story right now on in front of thousands of viewers. But I...
but at the time, it was true.
Right. But at the time, I said, you don't have to worry.
Podcast didn't exist then, Dante. How were you? You had no idea.
Exactly. Right. Who knew?
This was the late 60s. It was a wild time.
Plus, them bitches is 50 already anyway.
They couldn't even find a podcast to find out about it.
They don't got no podcast.
Unless we end up on AM radio, they're never going to hear about this.
For real.
They sleeping in a slip.
What does that mean?
You know, a slip you wear underneath the dress.
Like, hey, what did that do? Thing. What was it?
It was slippery.
It's slippery. So it you don't. It doesn't. For real, like,
it was slippery. Static.
Yeah.
Well, it's like silk. It's like silk. It's like smooth.
Harry, you know it. It's satin.
It's like a satin silk.
So the dress
thing.
Slides off. Bum bum bum. So you wear.
Well, Harry knows
dress.
All about that stuff. You know, like, yeah, you're pretty extensive in the. The wearables and all that good stuff.
Well, listen, I mean,
it looked like a house coat.
That's another old term that Andre's gonna go. What is a house coat? In all fairness, a house coat is not a very modern term.
House coat feel like, you know, your sweater. You
wear. I'm being informed. It's like my source. My female source, by which I mean my girl, is saying a slip is so that the dress isn't see through. That's the other thing.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. She's nodding her head as we
do they still wear slips? Ask her, do they still wear slips?
No way.
There's nobody wears slips.
Nah, what were those things right here? What were those things they would put
ass naked?
Shoulder pads?
They still wear shoulder pads? Ask her that.
No, that was an 80s thing. No, they don't watch. That wasn't for practicality. No, women don't wear shoulder pads.
I would love a bitch with some sharp shoulders now. That'd be funny.
I had a shoulder pad suit. A shoulder pad joint came in tight in the middle, like Ralph Tresvant, and the
you was out here looking like Johnny Bravo, nigga,
like Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown always had this shoulder.
That was
pads.
Like Andrew Dice Clay jackets. And Bobby Brown, no. Andrew Dice Clay, Hammer had them a little bit.
Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall used to have those big ass suits.
Arsenio had a suit. He had the suit.
Shoulder pads belong in the NFL only. That's it.
It was a rough look, man. I don't know why they
loved
it
though. They loved it.
I mean, it's
it,
all over.
I don't
the
know
place.
Why somebody was like, "Yo, I need everybody to have sharper shoulders,
big ass shoulders."
Why is
you
it
know
the
what
nation?
I need. I need
sharper shoulders.
I need a chick with big ass shoulders, and we
what
all
was going
know,
on.
We women all know how that day. Turned out. Look how that turned out.
Sharp shoulders, pointy ass titties, and long backs. Point. I don't know what was they had longer
like
vertebrae.
1930s titties was pointy,
sharp,
like boop, boop.
Tomb Raider sharp. You remember Tomb Raider?
Yeah,
the
yeah,
early
yeah,
joint
yeah.
when she like, had
like
the PS, fucking
PS1.
Woo!
Yeah,
like oh, a spaceship, like a sci-fi pixelated. Spaceship with the chick with the pointy titties.
Damn,
they been then they got a little bit like.
The tassels?
Like it was round. Now it's just naked.
Yeah, just paint. Yeah, ain't even yeah, paint now. It's just titties out.
I'm glad that we don't go back. No we don't go back from yoga pants. That was a great evolution, I think.
That was stayed. Like, that was stayed too, didn't it?
Yeah, it stuck around.
How long has that been around?
Yoga pants?
Like yoga pants?
I mean, like with the everyday wear.
I feel like
when did that start? Everything is tights now.
Tights and yoga
mad
pants,
leggings but. And tights.
Like motherfuckers ain't wearing jeans like that no more.
I mean, right now it's the pandemic, so it's not a
we
denim
don't know
time.
How this is gonna...
You know what I mean? It's not a
what
time.
Is
for denim,
denim time, Andre.
Hey, did y'all
denim
get
is when niggas
beginning?
Can start getting dab.
Wait, what?
Oh, no. Did y'all gain any weight in the beginning of the pandemic?
I actually lost some weight because I had started working out. Ironically, right as the pandemic hit, like right as all the gyms were shut down, I just started lifting weights and stuff. And then
yeah,
I
my abs got better.
I ain't never seen an ab in my life.
I stayed
I got one
about
ab,
the same.
One big ab. I gained like 25 pounds. I was drinking every night. I was drinking 5 old fashions a night. Just
shit.
You know, that's the thing. Drinking will fuck you up.
Especially as them old fashions.
Dre says that he's coughing from sucking on an air balloon of pot that he just has.
Andre, you don't drink, right?
Mm-mm.
I fuck stopped that. Drinking too because of this journey of mine.
Oh yeah, you don't drink at all, or you?
It's 8 months. I haven't had a drink in 8 months.
Not one.
You feel better?
One. How'd you feel,
man?
Did you why? Did you put them down a lot?
I put him down, but the reason why I had to put it down was not because I was doing it too much. It was because I was using that as a tool to be okay being me. So I would go out to a situation.
Yeah, you're trying to medicate. You know?
It was a band-aid, but I never let the wound heal.
Yeah.
And then I realized, I'm like, you know what? No, let's figure this out. Because that's the one thing that you know you ain't being authentic. Because you need that to talk to her. You need that to, like on a podcast, in the beginning of the podcast, Liquid Courage. When I first started doing my podcast, wasted. Out of my mind. Like it's something.
Hold on. Let's shut this down and we're going to go behind the paywall in a little bit. But first, I'm going
to go on the
plugs.
Patreon so people know where to find us. Patreon.com/manschool202. We're going to keep this show going. And with Chris
Do your plugs, bro. Chris.
Huh?
Do your plugs.
So you can find me at everything at Chris Cares None. And my website will be caresnone.com. It's about 2 days from being ready. You can find me at everything Chris Cares None.
And you also do a podcast that the three of us have been on separately.
Right. The Cares None Be Dope podcast. That's probably my favorite thing to do on the planet. Now that I got this clothing brand, that's the one giving me a lot of money right now. But I really love the podcast.
And Chris,
this is where you grow, you know?
Comedy on Instagram. Like he does these comedy shorts. And things.
Just a little something. A couple people think they're funny. I was really trying to learn like what a joke is and how like what it means. I was reading books or trying to read books. Mm-hmm. And I started to understand the switching it and bringing them one way. And you know, and I was trying to like but then you see other guys doing what I do on it, and you're like, oh, y'all don't even understand at all what's going on. Not that I'm great at it.
Plug it, and we're gonna go behind. Get this good stuff behind the
Chris cares none. Dre, let me hear you.
Yep. AndreDThompson.com, Sludge Theory Podcast. Pepe Le Pew was a great cartoon.
All right, whatever that was.
Weird. At first, I thought it was Jamaican, then I thought it was Haitian, then I realized it was supposed to be French. But either way, definitely check out Andre's stuff. My stuff is at Harry Turjanian. Go to my YouTube page at Harry Turjanian, all of it. But more importantly, check out the Manschool 202 Instagram, Manschool 202 on Patreon, and also we're on TikTok as well. So come and join the fun. Andre's on TikTok too. He's doing a bunch of funny shit. I have my stuff on TikTok. We're waiting on Dante. He'll get there. But definitely check out Manschool on TikTok.
Y'all, me, DanteNero.com. You know, you're listening to the podcast, everything Dante Nero. One-on-one consultations, DanteNero.com. Click on consult. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? Sexual Revolution being podcasted. I am out.
Manschool 202 is created by Dante Nero, hosted by Dante Nero, with Harry Turjanian and Andre D. Thompson, produced by Harry Turjanian, executive producers Matt Kleinschmidt, Harry Turjanian, and Dante Nero.